Hello, 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 Messiah. How are you? Welcome, one and all, for those viewing or listening to another live edition of The Appeal, sponsored by Speakeasy Tattoo. We'll get to them in a little bit. But, Sia, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Happy Monday, everyone out there.
I kind of forgot it was a Monday because we're doing this show a little later in the day than we typically would. And I'm wearing some pink for good cause. As you know, I'm super excited about today's show. And we had to make a quick adjustment. We had originally planned today to have Miss Grace Araya on from Concordia Place, but there was a switch in schedules. And fortunately, we were able to have a guest on standby. And as they say, timing is everything. And we'll talk more about why I believe that. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun the last couple of weeks. We've been working hard on what we're about to launch today, aren't we?
I am very excited. We've had a very busy week and just like shooting emails and text messages. And I'm not gonna lie to you. And I see Ari over there. Adi, Sia was having a bit of a lazy weekend. Like seriously, like low levels of motivation. And I have to say though, I think because I rested this weekend, I'm like full of energy right now. So it's almost like
No.
stay tuned, everyone that's gonna see me from behind the scenes. I'm bouncing
Full
off the wall.
Tasmanian devil mode is on, but as I was saying earlier, this show would not be possible without our great sponsor, Sia. And I want to just say, if you don't know, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo is our presenting sponsor of The Appeal, as always. And they are located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building. With over 30 years of experience, they have a curated staff of magnificently talented local and international artists, and they continue to host monthly guests from all over the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop offering a wide range of styles and a clean and relaxing atmosphere. And whatever style you're looking for, they will absolutely make your vision come to life. So please check out their artists on their website at www. Dot speakeasycustomtattoo.com. We hope to see you there soon. Tell them Chris sent you. And see ya, let's kick off the show with that amazing intro, huh?
Let's do it.
You know what's 17 days away, don't you?
And dance and
And
dance.
being, oh, a shout out to Rocky, of course. But you know what's 17 days from today? You know what I'll be doing?
What are you going to be doing?
I'll be in Atlanta for my 75th Pearl Jam concert ever. So I'm dancing all the way till then. But see, as I was saying, I digress. I'm wearing pink for a reason. Breast cancer obviously impacts so many of us in our personal lives. I know it's impacted you. And I believe your sister, if I'm not mistaken. And I've had some family members, my stepmom's mother, Pat, and my grandmother, Josephine, and my mother, Kathy, have all been impacted by this fierce disease. And today's guest, as you know, is, as I call her, a fierce warrior, a survivor, and now an advocate. I'm so excited to have Branwyn on. And you've gotten to know her over the last 2 weeks more intimately as we've been planning and putting out I guess taping some content that we'll launch today. But yeah, real briefly, how has this cancer impacted your life?
Like you'd mentioned, unfortunately, cancer does run in my family. We did not realize that until my sister got diagnosed. And literally about 3 weeks later, my cousin got diagnosed on my dad's side. And then right after that, we found out my aunt on my mom's side got diagnosed like a couple months later. So it runs on both sides of my family, though. Yeah, I mean, we just had it, just it came out of nowhere, though. So it's still kind of. Yeah, you just got to check yourself, people, because it can come out of nowhere. It can be a point mutation. It could be genetic. It could be anything. So just, take care of yourselves, touch yourselves, like legit, you guys, and I don't say it in the naughty sense. I'm
is that like the when I think about you Madonna song? No, that's not
Madonna.
I'm joking. You're, you know, but honestly, and that's another thing I love about Brandwyn, and we're gonna bring Brandwyn Lee on here now in a second. But she advocates on the first of every month. She has her feel 'em on the first, and we'll talk about that. I mean, it's just amazing her story and what she's doing now. So, see, I love you to death. I wish you could stay on, but we got to get Brandwyn on. We'll bring you back on at the end of the show, huh?
I'm out of here. Bye, guys.
There she is. Gosh, for those of you that don't know, Brandwyn and I live very close in proximity to one another. I'm very fortunate to be in her presence quite often. She's coming over here. We're hanging out, planning events, working on things. You know, her family is near and dear to my heart, her husband Phil and whatnot. So Brandwyn, as I said, I consider you a fierce warrior, a survivor. And most importantly, you know, I haven't said this to you much, but you know, my mom in surviving her bout of breast cancer, I know she's told me behind the scenes, she's relied on you a little bit, you know, and has confided in you. And I just want to say thank you for being true to your word and being a resource. And I don't want to get in too much into mental health, but you're walking tall for my mom, and I love you for it. So thank you.
No problem. She's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So as I said, you know, you're a fierce warrior, survivor of breast cancer. You know, I want folks to understand why we're here, how your story began, and then we're going to celebrate where you're at.
Sure. So the brief version, my story began, and this is, I'll be honest, I never did a self-check. I never thought cancer could affect me until one day I felt a lump. And then everything moved really quickly from that. That was December of 21. I had a bilateral mastectomy. I did chemo. I did radiation. I had 3 small children, you know, so there was a lot of moving pieces. But throughout that, I kept meeting people, and everyone's story is so different. And mine was, for being such a crappy reason, mine was really smooth. I got every doctor's appointment I needed. I got everything I needed. And I'm listening to these people who have no voice for themselves. And then I got thinking, you know, if they don't have a voice and they don't know what to do, who could be their voice? And then I thought how lucky I was that I was able to survive and be a survivor. But what about all the people that lost their ability to have their voice? I want to be their voice for them. So it just kind of, it's a way for me to give back and help. And I love being able to meet new people and kind of spread the word on, like you said, feel them on the first. That's a huge thing. Like, I encourage everyone to do it, since I never did. I didn't have any signs of cancer. I don't have the BRCA gene. I have nothing. So my doctor said it's just luck of the draw that I got it. Absolutely no other reason why. So
yeah, here we are. No, it's a beautiful, you know, in essence, and we talk and we'll share more. You know, you often say cancer saved your life, and we won't get too much into that, but you know, talk a little bit about Feel 'Em on the First, right? Like, I think this is so, so important and so inspiring. And you make yourself so vulnerable on a monthly basis and sharing some pretty, I'll call them rough pictures of yourself, right? Sharing the harsh realities of being a breast cancer survivor and going through that treatment process, if you will. So, you know, what is Feel 'Em on the First? Talk about what you're inspiring others to do. You mentioned you didn't do it prior to having cancer. So please, let's harp on that, because I want to promote some actual action that folks can take to prevent.
That prevention is going to be the one key that's going to save your life. That's your best chance at survival. Like I said, I was naive. Extremely naive. I just never did it. I would hear everyone doing it, you know, a friend and an aunt, you know, someone's diagnosed, and you just think that, oh, that's never going to happen to me. And even though I would hear, you know, this person, my best friend's mom was diagnosed, I still didn't do it. And then, so after I realized, you know, that for me could have changed my diagnosis a lot, and it could have helped it not spread, if I would have been doing Feel 'Em on the First, because mine was aggressive. So I would have been able to do it. So now what I want to do is I want to be the reminder. I want to be that little like annoying voice in your ear. And that's what I said. It's my job now is to be the biggest advocate for yourself, because you need to feel them on the first. And I show those graphics because they're hard for me sometimes to put up, but it's the harsh reality. And again, since I never did feel them on the first, I didn't even know what radiation entailed. I knew what it was. I never knew what it would do to your body. So for me, showing like different pictures like that just makes it all, it makes it real for everyone. So that's my, if I can help one person and to remember to feel Mama first, then I'm doing what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just tell you, you know, without being too crude, I use that opportunity on the first, not only to feel my chest, but to feel my testicles and all other parts of my body, right? Cancer is just a part of life. And as adults, particularly acknowledging it and not being shy about advocating for prevention, as you said, is which is how survival is most impacted.
Yep.
But you know, there's other ways in which, you know, not only are you doing Feel 'Em on the first, but I, you know, admittedly, I didn't know you when you were going through your battle. Right. And I say that, fortunately, cause I don't know that I could have handled seeing you on a consistent basis as I've seen you in some of those photos and, you know, as much of an empath as I am, that would have just absolutely killed me. But I got to know you now and through some other channels, if you will. And, I've just been so inspired not only by your advocacy and obviously impact on my personal life and my mother, but, you know, your just fierce advocacy and desire to raise funds, for the American Cancer Society, Breast Cancer Research Fund, and particularly making strides against breast cancer. God, that's a lot of words. And I pulled it together pretty good, but honestly, that's just been so amazing. Not only do you make yourself vulnerable, but you're actually putting your money where your mouth is and providing events for others to come and celebrate their survival and share stories and raise money. And I was just so honored to support you and partner with you last fall for what we called Bee's Booby Bingo Bash at Real Time Sports Bar in Elk Grove Village in Illinois. And it was just so much fun. And I just want to, like, you know, how did you get to this point? What about your advocacy led to raising funds and how did the bingo booby bash come to be?
So, I had joined a support group, a local support group, after when I was ready to kind of talk with more people. And I heard about this walk, Making Strides, and I hadn't done a lot of physical activity, so I wasn't even really sure I'd be able to walk the, you know, 3.5 miles. But I'm like, I asked some of the girls, do you want to try to do this? And when we went and did this walk, they had never done it. So I, you know, I was like the team captain, and we went, and the energy that was at the walk, it was palpable. It was insane. It was just everyone there for the same reason. There was people in the midst of treatment. There were people that were wearing shirts, you know, remember whoever, and it was a whole family. So it just, you know, I was able to raise money just for myself, just asking like, hey, you know, and I set my goal really low because I was like, I don't, you know, I've never done this before. I ended up doing really well because just everyone has been so generous. So then I did it again the next year and I started thinking, how can I do more? You know, I want to do more. You know, I love helping the American Cancer Society. I love that, you know, hopefully in my lifetime, I'm going to see a cure for breast cancer. That's what I hope. I decided, what could I do? So I started thinking, you know, about games and fun and this and that. So it ended up coming to bingo. You know, bingo's fun. Not everyone does bingo. A lot of people do like trivia and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, let's do something different. But then I'm like, but then I'm going to need an announcer. I'm going to need a caller. So, and I'm like, I know the perfect person. So when we got to get together, and Real Time Sports was amazing. They helped us. But what was really cool about the event was so many people showed up, and I know they showed up for me, which was always will make me cry. Cause it's just really amazing that they're showing up for me. And people that were at the restaurant started playing, that they just were there for no reason. And then we had a lady who came over to me after, who said that she was just about to start treatment. And it was like it's like amazing people that you would never meet, that you're meeting for a crappy reason, but it's still so inspiring. You know, she's out there, she's going to start treatment, but she's ready to have fun. So mm-hmm. We did really well. We did a great job, and everyone had fun. That was really the most important. Everyone did have fun, and we raised great money. And then we started thinking like, how could we do this on a bigger scale? You know, and that's when you and I started talking, and it was like, let's think of something we can do. So then we came up with something, you know, our, whatever we're going to do next.
Our big announcement.
So yeah. I'm excited for that. And I think that that's going to be really fun. And I think it's going to be fun because more families can be involved.
100%. And, you know, listen, I want to just, you know, kind of circle back and just say it. it's always emotional when people show up for you. I've had great people in my life, including yourself, show up for me on many levels. And it doesn't surprise me that such a big crowd showed up to the bingo bash to support you. Because not only are you a good person, but you show up for others. And I just want to say once again, you know, that event was just so inspirational, so much fun. I was you know, researching days ahead of time, you know, what are some funny sayings I could bring along to the party. And we had some great prizes and a bunch of money was raised, but exactly that, right? You and I got to talking and we liked the kind of the bee tongue twister, if you will. And we were thinking, you know, what can we do on a grander scale and incorporate families? Because as you know, and I want to ask you real quickly without getting too deep into it, you know, breast cancer doesn't only impact the person having the disease, right? There's family members involved. And when you have children in the mix, it creates a whole different dynamic. And now bringing families together to celebrate their loved ones surviving and seeing how, and hopefully, you know, through our work, Brandwyn, you and I are setting an example for our own children of how to advocate for things we believe in and how, you know, all the things that we try to do. So, you know, I guess with that being said, we've been working really hard, as I was saying, you know, behind the scenes to create this big announcement. So Sia, now's the time. Real quick, I want to just say, if not for Sia and Brilliant Beam Media, first off, none of this would be possible. Certainly this show, we had to, you know, as I said earlier, Brandwyn, thank you very much for being available, making yourself so vulnerable and coming on today to make this announcement. But as I said, timing was everything and we were ready to launch this regardless. And so now having you on the show is just more content for us to put out into the world and more promotion. So Sia, with that being said, I think that video is set up. Give us 3 minutes or so. Please pay great attention. We put a lot of work into this and we'll see you.
Hey everybody, Chris once again with Hail Hail Auctions. So excited to have beside me my great friend, Miss Brandwyn Lee, to talk about an upcoming event we're working on. But for those of you that don't know, Brandwyn and I were so excited to have partnered this past fall on another amazing event called Bee's Booby Bingo Bash, where we raised a bunch of money for American Cancer Society Breast Cancer Research Fund. And Brandwyn, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about why we did that this last fall and what the Bingo Bash was all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a 3-year breast cancer survivor and, you know, doing the walks, raising the money, asking for pledges was amazing and really helpful. But I wanted to do something on a bigger scale. I wanted to have more fun. So I was thinking, how could I, you know, expand it? And then you know, so we did the bingo and it turned out to be a really good fundraiser. And I think that everyone enjoyed it. So what's coming up next, I think that people are going to have a really good time.
Yeah, exactly right. So as Brandwyn and I were thinking and we put our thinking caps on, we thought, what is a great activity that begins with a B? And so we're excited to announce this coming fall, B's Booby Bowling Bash at Kings Lane in Chicago. It's going to be on a Sunday afternoon this fall. And Brandwyn, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about why we're doing a bowling bash instead of bingo this coming fall.
We wanted to change it up a little bit. And I think doing the same thing over and over. But a big part of it was when we were talking, we were thinking, how could we get our families involved? So this event is going to be kid friendly. Kids are going to be able to bowl. There's an arcade. And we just wanted to make sure that it was all inclusive. And I think that that's going to be fun for the families also to have like a day out for them just to have some fun and for us to raise money.
Yeah, exactly right. Families are going to be welcomed at this event, as I said, a Sunday afternoon this coming fall at Kings Lane in Lincoln Park, Chicago. But because it is a grander event, and as Brandwyn said, we are doing more and we're trying to bring in more families and more participants, this event requires sponsorship. And so we're here to appeal, if you don't mind, to business out there who are looking to sponsor a great event this coming fall that will uplift breast cancer survivors while raising a bunch of money for the American Cancer Society, Making Strides for Breast Cancer Research Fund. Reach out to Brandwyn or I. We would love to have a conversation with you about how you can help us have a great time this coming fall at Kings Lanes for Bee's Booby Bowling. That's a lot of bees.
That's a lot of bees.
I love it. But please reach out to Brandwyn and Ryan. Brandwyn, before we sign off, is there anything you'd like to say before we move on?
Oh, I just want to say that this is a great cause. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have a lot of fun and every dollar counts.
Yeah, exactly right. Every dollar counts. So again, reach out to Brandwyn and I. We're happy to fill you in about what we have coming up this fall. We're going to start putting it on our social media profiles a little bit more here. So reach out. Have a great rest of your day. Hail, hail.
Hail, hail.
I'm just so proud of that. That is just so amazing on so many levels. You were so beautiful and eloquent, and Sia's production skills are through the roof, and I do an okay job of carrying the conversation. But yeah, there it is. Bee's Booby Bowling Bash is coming up. We don't quite yet have a date set. We want to work with some potential sponsors to find a Sunday in the fall that works for them to ensure they can come out and bring their employees or any of the like family members, et cetera. But yeah, there it is. Kings Lanes in Lincoln Park. You and I were so lucky to go down and we had our appetizer tasting. It was almost like we were planning a wedding all over again. But Brandwyn, talk a little bit about, you know, what it's been like planning this event and where your head's at right now that we finally revealed it to the world.
So I'm excited. Now it's real. Now it's like really real. So I'm excited though. When we went down and looked at Kings Avenue, it's awesome. This whole setup is perfect. It's just, there's going to be able to be people there, people doing, what do they have? Like darts, they have the arcade for the kids, they have the lanes, and we're going to be able to have lanes reserved just for us. I saw a comment about bumpers. I don't know if there'll be bumpers, but maybe because kids could be there. So you could bowl with the
that
kids.
That was Callie. She's being silly. She needs bumpers. Callie, you could have bumpers. That's fine. Of course.
But yeah, no, I'm really excited. And I know a lot of people sometimes, you know, oh, I don't want to take a ride into the city. It is such an easy drive. It took us like 20 minutes to get in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on a Sunday afternoon. But as soon as we get the date, we'll let everyone know. But it's going to absolutely be a great time. But we only can make it happen if we can get the sponsors and so we can make it really good.
Absolutely right. And that's just what we're here to talk about towards the end of this show. We want to appeal to anybody out there, small business owners, or corporations, et cetera. If you have interest in working with Brandwyn and I to sponsor Bee's Booby Bowling Bash, please reach out. We have some very cost-effective levels and some deliverables available. So we're excited to just have conversations to spread the word about this great event upcoming this fall at Kings Lanes, again, in Lincoln Park, Chicago. It's just been so fun, Brandwyn, to see you grow and to see your fundraising chops, if you will, get established. And, you know, we're going to raise a ton of money. And again, sponsorship is critical to us doing that. But again, 100% of the proceeds, will be going to American Cancer Society Breast Cancer Research Fund, Making Strides for Cancer, all the good information as you see there. Sia, thank you so much for bringing this document and video to life. But as I said earlier, none of this was possible or would be possible without Sia and Brilliant Beam Media. So Sia, if you don't mind, why don't you come to the stage? Because I want the three of us to just celebrate a little bit and talk about what we've done to date together to make this event come to life. Mm-hmm. And as Jamie said earlier, Brilliant Beam Media also starts with a B. The Brilliant Beam Media Bees Boob. Oh my gosh, I can't say it even though I'm an auctioneer. But Sia, why don't you come on up if you don't mind? First off, give yourself a round of applause with that, because that video was just absolutely amazing. And it was just another, you're muted. That's why you're muted. No, do you hear her, Brandwyn?
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh no, I muted myself.
There you are. Yeah. All right, we're back at it.
You deserve the round of applause.
No. Listen. We're a team, and you know, I think it's just further evidence not only of what the power of people coming together and using their talents and their experiences for good, right? The three of us all have different skills and talents, and we're making this event come to life. And Sia, you being in Dallas, furthermore, putting this amazing video together for us, you can't be thanked enough. I know it's been a lot of hard work, and I drive you crazy behind the scenes, but kudos
That's
to you.
That's for different reasons, Chris. That's different
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah, I know. But it's just been so much fun. And if you don't mind, you've been a part of Hail Hail Auctions and a partner of mine since its inception. And this has been something that I've aspired to do, right, is to partner with great people. And it's just a cherry on top that Brandwyn's one of my best friends. And bring events to life and use our skills, production, promotion, marketing, podcasting, my auctioneering abilities, to create awareness. So briefly, if you don't mind, what has this been like for you in working with Brandwyn and kind of bringing this process to life?
So here's where I think this is so on point is business needs to be done, right? People need to have an exchange of currency for value trade, right? But the big thing of it all is business needs to have meaning behind it. We all crave some kind of purpose and something to give us fulfillment. So working with you guys is literally satiating that my need to say, yes, my business is all about content creation. We help with digital content in the age of social media, which we know can be very vacuous, people. Are we all not in agreement? It can be very vacuous. It can be very, It can be very self-serving. But what if we were able to apply that self-servingness of it all towards others, right? The amount of energy we load into ourselves, if we could just give a percentage of it to others, what a better place in the world we would be. And that's the mission of working with you guys is, damn it, you get so caught up in your little world that to know that I'm helping you guys with American Cancer Society, as I told you, and we know, you know, I lost my family members to cancer. One cousin survived, knock on wood, you know, but yeah, I mean, this is something that is like a no-brainer, I think, to support.
Gosh, yeah. And as Raquel said in the chat here, a solid community makes all the difference. And just to see the support today we've had and I want to just say some women that I've met along the way in my journey through the Walking Tall movement and whatnot, but Jane and Jamie and Ari, like these people are showing up today for us and it just feels so good. And it just as you said, Sia, it validates what we're doing. And you know, Branwyn, again, in making yourself so vulnerable and turning that into raising funds to, as you said, find a cure in your lifetime has just been so inspiring to me. And as Sia said, it's kept me on the straight and narrow. It's kept me focused on raising money for other organizations and certainly supporting yourself and making strides and so on. But you know, what has this been like for you? I kind of had to coax you along a little bit and prove to you that you could do it, right? Because I always knew that you could. But what has this been like for you, you know, in terms of your advocacy and, you know, being a fundraiser, frankly?
I, like you said, you had to, you know, coax me along a little bit. Not that I didn't want to do it. I was just afraid to do it. But once we really talked about it and I realized on the scale it could be, I just had to tell myself, we're going to jump in and we're going to just see what happens. That's going to be the best way to describe it. Cause I'm like, I worry about everything. I'm not going to worry about this. This is going to be a great time. We're making great content. So I have to believe it's going to be great.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Sia. Yeah.
I just have to like make it, it's going to be great because it looks like Jane and Jamie. And I was thinking in the back of my mind, me too, whether it's a road trip, planes, trains, automobile.
I love it.
I think, guys, we should do a mini LinkedIn reunion. Well, not even reunion, maybe a meetup since none of us met each other in person in Chicago for the sake of bees, bowling, boobies, booby, boob.
See, you kids, you're not an auctioneer like I am, Sia. You just made that proof. But exactly that. It's the support has been tremendous. We have people showing up already. I can't wait to see my inbox. I'm hoping there's some businesses out there already who are eager to reach out to me or Branwyn, you know, to discuss how to help us along and sponsor this amazing event once again at King's Dining and Entertainment in Lincoln Park this coming fall. We have some great opportunities to partner with potential business owners, considerable sponsorships. We have some deliverables that I think will, you know, make the sponsorship well worth the value. So please, once again, reach out to Branwyn or I on LinkedIn, or you can reach out to us directly at hailhailauctions@gmail.com. But this show has just been so much fun. We can go on and on and on and on. And I just love the two of you so much. And I can't wait for the two of you to meet in person this coming fall. Sia is going to come to the event. But once again, speaking of support, Sia, you know, again, this show couldn't be possible without our great, great presenting sponsor, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo. Branwyn, we didn't even get to talk about the amazing tattoo you now have on your chest that you shared. Like, that's a whole nother part of your story that is just so inspiring. And as you know, I got a free tattoo from Speakeasy and Patrick through Healing Inc. But Speakeasy has just been a great supporter of mine and Hail Hail Auctions and the appeal. And I love both Patrick and Kelly to death. And of course, Miss Sia, you, if I haven't said enough about your amazing work and Brilliant Bee Media's support and just partnership and making this vision of mine come to life on a biweekly basis has just been I don't have a word. I just can't thank you enough. And I love you for it. And your work is tremendous, as everybody just saw. So we've had another great partnership with Towsie and Miss Janice Shokren. So we're going to kick that commercial off, say goodbye. So Brandwyn, I love you. We're going to rock it. Sponsors, reach out. See ya. Thank you. And have a great rest of your day, everybody. Hail, hail.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Towsie. Towsie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TowsieBrands.com and get your comfort on.